Welcome to 5 Minutes in the Word. This is your daily podcast that spends a few minutes exploring God's Word. We are continuing our study in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 12, looking at verse 2. In verse 1, Paul tells us that we are to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. And he says that's our reasonable service. He's saying when believers offer their entire self to God, a change will happen in their relation to the world. Christians are called to be different, and their lifestyle should be different from that of the world. And it should their behavior and different from the behaviors and customs of the world. The customs and behaviors of the world are usually selfish and corrupt. And that's according to Life Application Study Bible. So let's listen to Romans chapter 12, verse 2, read from the New King James Version. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Again, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, read from the New King James Version. I'll be back with insights and close with prayer. This is Hope Scott, and I am your host of the podcast, 5 Minutes in the Word. I pray that as you listen, you gain fresh insights as we study God's Word together. 5 Minutes in the Word is not only available on your favorite podcast apps, including Amazon Podcasts and Spotify. You can now listen at 6 a.m. every morning on KingdomPraiseRadio.com. Thank you. Again, that was Romans chapter 12, verse 2, read from the New King James Version. And I'm sharing from Barnes Notes on the Bible. Again, I have a lot to share, even though the verse is pretty short. Once you break it down to understand God's Word, it's Barnes did a good job, which all of the commentaries had quite a bit to say, but Barnes I like because he breaks down every little phrase. So let me begin. And he says, and be not conformed. The word rendered conformed properly means to put on the form, fashion, or appearance of another. So when you conform, you're putting on the form, fashion, or appearance of another. It's conforming to the world. Do not do that. It may also be rendered anything that pertains to the habit, manner, dress, style of living, etc. of others. So do not be conformed to this world. The word which is commonly rendered world, when applied to the material universe, is cosmos. The word used here denotes an age or generation of people. It denotes a particular generation, or it may be applied to the race, to the human race. It is sometimes used in each of these senses. Here, it may mean that Christians should not conform to the maxims, habits, feelings of the world, of the wicked, luxurious, and idolatrous age, but should conform solely to the precepts and laws of the gospel. Or the same principle may be extended to every age, and the direction may be that Christians should not conform to the prevailing habits, styles, and manners of the world. The people who know not God. And we know in our day and time, there are so many temptations to do what the world does. I mean, it's everywhere. Now, TikTok is the first thing that pops to my mind. You see one TikTok video on something, and next thing you know, there are lots of copycats. Do not be conformed to the pleasures, the things that please the world. Not that everything on TikTok is bad or that everything is good, But just think about our Christian example. Our example is Christ. That's the Christian example. We're to form ourselves by principles different from that which prevails in the world. And it says, not just do not conform, but be transformed. And I just thought about this. This is my dad's favorite scripture, Romans 1 and 2. Do not be conformed, but be transformed. The word from which the expression here is derived means form a habit or habit. The direction is put on another form. Change the form of the world for that of Christianity. This expression, which the apostle immediately uses, renewing of the mind, shows that he did not intend to use it referring to that only, but to the change in of the whole man. The meaning is not to cherish a spirit devoted to the world, following its vain fashions and pleasures, but cultivate a spirit attached to God and his kingdom and causes. So don't be conformed, be transformed. Don't conform to the things and pleasures and habits of the world. Be transformed by renewing your mind and focusing on what is pleasing to God. By the renewing, by making new and changing into new views and feelings, the Christian is often represented as a new creature in that 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. And your mind here means intellect, as distinguished from the will and affections. But here it seems to be used as applicable to the whole spirit, as distinguished from the body, including the understanding, will, and affections. As if he is telling us, let not this change appertain to the body only, but to the soul. Let it not be a mere external conformity, because we know people who will, you know, they're Christians on Sunday, and every other day they're living like the world. So don't let it be a mere external conformity. Let it have its seat in the spirit. All external changes in the mind was not changed, if the mind was not changed, would be useless, and it would be hypocrisy. And again, we see people who are holy and pious on Sunday, holy and pious on certain situations, but the real person comes out all of the other times. So don't let it just be external, so that we become hypocrites. Christianity seeks to reign in the soul and have its seat there. And let's see, it says that you may prove. The word here is commonly applied to metals, to the operation of testing and proving them, the severity by fire, proving metal by fire. It also means to explore, investigate, and ascertain. So by the renewing of the mind, it's essential to be successful. You have to inquire after the will of God. A renewed heart is the best preparation for studying Christianity. That's because we want to know what the word says. As I appreciate all who spend time with me and take time and listen to this podcast, as we all learn God's word, so that we may prove what is good, perfect, and acceptable. That good, this is rendered to investigate the will of God, or ascertain the will of God, what is good and perfect and acceptable. The will of God relates to his commands in regards to our conduct, his doctrines in regard to our belief, his providential dealings in relation to our external circumstances. The word good here is not an adjective agreeing with will, but a noun. They may find the will of God, what is good and acceptable. It implies that that thing which is good is his will, and that we may find his will by finding what is good and perfect in God's sight, not our own. And then it says perfect, which is free from defect or stain, and acceptable, that which is pleasing to God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. And Father, we pray that as we try to live up to the standard, that the Holy Spirit, please help us so that we can be transformed instead of conforming to the world. That we are transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And we know that we can't do it on our own. We can't do it on our own power. We can't do it on our own at all. So, Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. He is our paraclete. He comes alongside of us to help us to do and to be what you'll have us to do and what you'll have us to be. So we thank you for that. Father, we're praying for those who need you in a special way. Thank you, Father, for journey mercies for us on our first leg of our trip. So we're praying this. We still haven't made it home yet, but help us as we continue to give us journey mercy, angel protection as we head back home. And praying for those who need you in a special way, all those who are, this is a traveler's prayer, so we're praying for all of those who are traveling at this time. And we're thanking you in advance for answered prayers. Amen. Thank you for spending time in God's Word with me. Be blessed.